谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
We thank the Lord, and may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们现在一起来学习道理，互相勉励。
Now we will learn from Bible teachings as mutual encouragement.
我们今天所要学习的题目是基督徒的灵修生活。
Today the topic we would like to study is the life of cultivation for Christians.
这个基督徒啊，是从安提阿教会开始。
The term Christians come from the church in Antioch.
本来道理从耶路撒冷啊受到逼迫以后啊，就传到各地方去。
After believers were persecuted in Jerusalem, they were scattered, and the truth was preached to everywhere.
在安提阿教会啊，有人就称呼当时的信徒为基督徒。
And in the church of Antioch, some people started to call the believers Christians.
那事实上，一开始这个基督徒啊，是外邦人称呼信主的人，不是一个称赞的名称，而是一个藐视的名称。
And in fact, originally, the term Christians was used to describe believers by people who were unbelieving. And originally, the term was not a good name. It was something they used to look down upon.
因为觉得这些信耶稣的人跟一般人都不一样。
Because they felt that the people who believed in Christ were different than ordinary people.
所以他们把他称为好像耶稣党的人。
So they called them as if they were of the sect of Christ.
那随着这个道理能够普遍传到各地方啊。
But the word was able to be preached to everywhere.
这个真道让众人能够肯定。
Such that the truth can be confirmed by the multitude.
所以后来这个基督徒变成一个荣耀的名称。
Therefore, later on, the term Christian became a very glorious name.
因为这些信徒啊，是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎。
Because these believers were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
得到一个非常尊贵荣耀的职分。
And what they had received was a status that was very glorious and very very honorable.
说是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
They belong to a holy kingdom as children of God.
所以基督徒是不列在万民当中的。
Therefore, Christians were not the same as the multitude.
因为神从万民当中啊，把我们选召出来。
Because God has chosen us from among the multitude.
主耶稣说啊，我们要成为世界上的光跟盐。
Jesus tells us that we must become the light and the salt of the world.
所以基督徒一般的生活目标跟态度是跟世人是不一样的。
So for Christians, our goal in life and our attitude in life is different from ordinary people.
所以保罗说啊，信跟不信的原不相配，不能够同负一轭。
That's why Paul also says that the believing and unbelieving are separated from one another and cannot be yoked together.
义跟不义没有办法相交。
That the righteous and unrighteous cannot be yoked together.
说光明跟黑暗啊是没有办法相通的。
And the light and darkness is not put together.
基督跟比列啊，就是撒旦啊，是没有办法相合的。
And Christ and the devil cannot be together.
所以信的人跟不信的人也没有相干。
And so too are believers and unbelievers that there is nothing that they have in common with one another.
所以信徒啊，要成为神的殿，要从万民当中啊分别出来。
That is why believers must become the holy temple of God and be separated from the rest of the people.
要真正成为属神的儿女。
And to truly become the children of God.
所以基督徒在基本的生活态度跟方式是跟世人不一样。
So in fundamental ways of living, regarding the fundamental ways of living, Christians are different.
我们根据哥林多前书啊，查考过基督徒的几个生活目标。
According to 1 Corinthians, we had studied some different goals of life for Christians.
第一个就是能够荣耀神。
One was to be able to glorify God.
第二个就是能够造就人。
One was to edify man.
第三个就是对我们灵性有益，能够让我们能够得救。
And the third goal is to benefit our spiritual life so that we can be saved.
我们看以赛亚书是三章第七节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
以赛亚书是三章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
说就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。神在这里讲到说啊，神把选民从万民当中选召出来。
Here, God says that He had chosen, His chosen people from, among all nations.
啊，就是为着神的荣耀来设造。
And He chose them and created them for His own glory.
本来神造人的目的就是要来荣耀神。
The original purpose of God's creation was to glorify Himself.
但是因为人犯了罪以后啊，就亏欠了神的荣耀。
But after men had sinned, they had fallen short of the glory of God.
所以神才从万民当中啊，选出一些人啊，作为属他名下的人。
Therefore, among all nations, God chose a group of people to be people under His name.
啊，目的啊，就是要来恢复神的荣耀。
That is to reclaim the glory of God.
所以保罗说啊，我们是主耶稣用他宝血的重价把我们赎回来的。
That is why Paul tells us that we have been redeemed by the heavy price that Jesus paid by His blood.
我们的身体啊，已经属于主耶稣啦，成为圣灵的居所，成为神的殿。
That is why our bodies are now belonging to Jesus Christ, and it is.The dwelling place of the Holy Spirit and the temple of God.
所以要借着我们身体啊，来荣耀神。
That is why through our bodies we need to glorify God.
这是我们基督徒第一个努力追求的目标。
This is the first goal for us as Christians to pursue after.
从保罗说啊，无论做什么啊，都要让主耶稣的荣耀在我们身上彰显出来。
That is why Paul also tells us that in whatever we do,we must manifest the glory of God in our bodies.
让我们能活出耶稣基督各样美好的德性。
So that we can live out the various virtues of Christ.
那腓立比书的第二章里面谈到第二部分呢，就是不要单顾自己，也要顾到别人。
In Philippians chapter 2, in the second part, it tells us that we must not just care about ourselves, but also bear one another.
我们知道一般人啊，常常都是自我为中心。
We know that ordinary people are self-centered.
主顾到自己的利益，为自己的权利啊抗争。
They focus on benefiting themselves and care more about what gives them an advantage.
尤其到末世的时候啊，人更是单顾自己。
This will be especially true at the end days that people will only care about themselves.
主耶稣说啊，在末世的时候，不法的事情会越来越多。
Jesus says that at the end days there will be more and more lawlessness.
所以人的爱心会渐渐的淡薄。
And the love of man will dim.
啊，但是基督徒啊，在这个世界上要好像明光一样照耀。
But as Christians, we must be like the light that shines on this world.
基督徒的特性啊，一个记号就是爱。
And the special characteristics, characteristic of Christians is that they have love.
主耶稣说啊，你们要彼此相爱。
That is why Jesus says to love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们就要效法我的爱来彼此相爱。
Just as I have loved you, imitate me and love one another.
你们如果有彼此相爱的心呢、啊，众人就会看出你们就是真是我的门徒了。
And if you have the heart of loving one another, then the multitude, other people will see that you are my disciples.
所以，基督徒的第二个生活的目标就是要追求爱。
So the second goal in life for Christians is to pursue after love.
保罗说这就是最大的恩赐。
Paul tells us that this is the greatest gift of all.
如果没有爱心的话，不管你有多大的恩赐啊，行了多少善行啊，都是没有益处的。
If you do not have love, and only have great gifts and do good works, all these things are meaningless.
啊，这个爱心呢、啊，就是。追求别人的益处，不单顾自己的益处。
And the meaning of love is to pursue after the benefit to others and not benefit to
ourselves. 为着要爱人啊, 常常要牺牲自己的权益,
for the sake of loving others, a lot of times we have to sacrifice our own will.
所以保罗说啊, 如果我吃肉让弟兄跌倒了,
that is why Paul also says that if I eat meat and that causes my brother to fall, then I would rather not.
本来吃肉是可以的,
Originally, it was okay to eat meat. There was nothing wrong with that.
很多事情我们都是可以做的。
There are many things that we can do.
那如果说我们可以运用我们的自由去做我们想做的事情,
But if we can utilize our freedom to do the things that we want to do,
但是会影响到别人的权益,
they influence others, they affect the well-being of
others. 为爱心的缘故, 我这些事宁可牺牲, 我的权利,
then, for the sake of love, I would rather sacrifice these things and not do them for the sake of love.
这就是第二个爱心的原则啊, 那个造就别人。
And this is the second principle of love, that is to edify others.
第三个生活的目标啊, 就是追求灵魂的得救。
And the third goal of our Christian lives is to pursue after our spiritual the salvation of our spiritual life.
保罗说我们所顾念的不是今生我们能够看得见的。
Paul tells us that what we have concern for is not the things that we can see today.
眼睛所能够看到的都是暂时的有限的。
Because those things that can be seen with our eyes, they are temporary and they are limited.
有很多是美中不足的。
There are things that are incomplete.
但是看不见的那是全备的。 才能够存到永恒的。
But what cannot be seen, those are complete and they will last forever.
所以我们顾念的不是今生暂时的。
So what we care for is not, what we should care for is not what is in the present life.
因为我们人住在世界上都是客旅居居的。
For as we live in this world, we are all visitors.
所以我们带着肉体啊, 好像住在帐篷里面一样。
When we carry this flesh, it is as if we were living in a tent.
这个帐篷有一天啊, 要拆毁掉, 神会赐给我们一个永存的住屋。
And one day our tents will be dismantled, and God will give to us a place for us to dwell forever.
让我们能够享受那极重无比永远的荣耀。
So that we can enjoy the unimaginable glory forever.
所以主耶稣说你不要为着今生会朽坏的事物劳力。
That is why Jesus says that we should not labor and toil for the things that will be corrupted in this life.
我们要为着那个永生的食物劳力。
Instead, we should labor for the food that will last forever.
大卫说啊, 一般人都是努力辛苦得到很多的财富。
David says that ordinary people work very diligently to gain material wealth.
当他们得到了很多物质的东西以后啊, 觉得说我可以把这些留给我的祖孙, 我就心满意足了。
And once they have attained a lot of material wealth, they think that they can just gather these things and give to their descendants, and then they will be very satisfied.
那他说啊, 神啊, 你不要让我像一般的世人一样。
But he says, he prays to God so that he will not be like ordinary people.
因为我盼望将来我醒过来的时候, 我能够面对面见到神。
Because he says, I hope in the future when I have waken up, I can see God face to face.
那个时候我就心满意足了。
And when that happens, I will be satisfied in my heart.
所以我们基督徒在世界上生活的三大目标。
So, as Christians living in this world, our three main goals are
就是凡事能够荣耀神,
to glorify God in all things,
啊, 能够造就人,
the second, to edify men,
啊, 能够让我们啊, 能够得到永生的福气,
and third, to pursue after the blessing that is eternal.
所以为了达到这个几个目标, 我们一定要有一个属灵灵修的生活。
And for the sake of attaining these three goals, we need to have a life of cultivation.
所谓的灵修啊, 就是属灵上啊, 的一种啊, 陶冶修养。
By cultivation, we mean a kind of training in spirit.
啊, 能够让我们有美好的灵性。
So that we can have a very good spiritual life.
啊, 灵修的内容啊, 包括 要有属灵丰盛的生命。
And our spiritual life has to also be abundant.
我们看到有的人呢、啊、活着，但是他充满着活力。
We see some people who live and they have a lot of energy.
啊，虽然有的人活着啊，但是那个生命很脆弱，好像植物人呐、啊，奄奄一息。
We also see other people who are very weak, even though they are alive, but they do not have much strength.
主耶稣说，他来到世界上啊，是要叫羊得生命，而且要夺得丰盛的生命。
Jesus says that when he comes to this world to bring life to the sheep.
所以我们灵修也是追求啊属灵丰盛的生命。
In our spiritual pursuit, we also pursue after abundant life.
要让我们有充足的属灵知识。
So that we can have abundant knowledge regarding the spiritual things.
是吧？希伯来的一些信徒啊，虽然他们信主很久。
It says that there are some Hebrew believers, even though they had lived believed for a long time.
保罗说啊，你们本来看起来应当做老师，要去教导别人的。
Paul told them that originally, since you have believed for such a long time, you should be teachers teaching others.
我们现在还要教导你们一些最基本的道理。
But why is it that now we still have to teach you some very fundamental teachings?
所以叫他们说要离开基督道理的开端呐、啊，竭力追求达到完全的地步。
And that is why he told them that they must depart from the immature teachings and reached the teachings that are for more mature.
所以我们灵修的目标也是追求啊，充实属灵的智慧跟知识。
That is why one of our spiritual goals is also to pursue after spiritual knowledge and wisdom.
哥罗西书里面说啊，我们要追求啊，能够满心呐、啊，知道神的旨意。
In the book of Colossians, it tells us that we need to pursue to understand the will of God fully.
有属灵的智慧悟性啊，啊能够明白神的道理。
To have spiritual wisdom to understand the word of God.
所以我们虽然信主啊，但是我们在道理上一定要追求长进。
So even though we believe in Christ already, we need to continue to grow in our spiritual, in our understanding of God's word.
再来就是追求完美的属灵品德。
Next, we also need to pursue after a complete spiritual characteristic.
另外一个就是属灵的能力呀、啊，能够不非常的丰盛。
And also to have abundant spiritual power.
好像以弗所书里面说啊，要让我们里面的人呐、啊，里面属灵的力量能够刚强起来。
As is written in Ephesians, to allow our spiritual strength from within to become greater.
在信心、爱心上啊，都能够力上加力。
That we can have strength upon strength regarding love and faith.
所以保罗说啊，我不是我已经认为我已经得到了。
That's why Paul also says that it is not that I have already attained.
我还是忘记背后向着前面的标杆啊，一直的努力奔走。
But forgetting what is behind and pursuing what is ahead, I continue forward.
还要一直啊努力达到主耶稣的奖赏为主。
To work until the prize of Christ has arrived.
所以说啊，在灵性上不要做小孩子，要长大成人呐、啊，满有基督长成的身量。
Therefore, we should no longer be infants concerning the word of Christ, but we must become mature and take on the full image of Christ.
所以这些都是啊，我们在灵性的生活当中啊，所应当努力追求的目标。
And these are all goals that we need to pursue after in our spiritual cultivation.
那这个灵修的生活啊，对我们个人有很重要的一些益处。
And spiritual cultivation has very important benefits for us individually.
我们看以赛亚书六十五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 65.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以赛亚书六十五章二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 21.
说他们要建造房屋，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。二十二节
，verse 22。
他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种的别人不得吃，因为我民的日子必要像树木的日子， 我选民亲手劳碌得来的必长久享用。这里讲到神的百姓啊，将来要进到新天新地里面。
Here it talks about how the people of God one day will enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
要享受他们本来劳碌的一些成果。
And they will enjoy the fruits of their labor.
所以我们今天在地面上啊，我们追求灵修的工作。
So the fact that today on earth we are pursuing after spiritual cultivation.
我们将来自己所要得到的福分有直接关系。
The things that we pursue after in this life have a direct relationship with what we will receive in the future.
我们昨天晚上谈到这个不义的管家的比喻。
Last night we had talked about the parable of the unjust steward.
主耶稣说啊，你们要用不义的钱财结交朋友。
Jesus says that you must use unrighteous mammon to make friends.
因为将来啊，他要带你们到那个永存的帐幕里面去。
Because in the future, that will lead you into the everlasting place.
那里所讲的不义的钱财，不是用不义的方法去得到的钱财。
And when it talks about unrighteous mammon, it was not talking about using unrighteous means to obtain mammon, but instead it is talking about using material things of this world,
包括我们在世界上所用的聪明、智慧、能力一切，
including our knowledge, our intelligence, and our wealth in this world.
我们要用神给我们的这些恩赐、能力一切。我们托付神托付给我们的东西能够去坐在那个主耶稣的身上坐在善事上面。
We must be able to make use of what Jesus has given to us in this world, such as our wealth, our intelligence, our gifts, to do things to benefit us in the future.
作为我们持定永远的生命。
To do these things so that we can be assured of our eternal life.
能够让我们得到真正在天上永存的产业。
So that we can obtain the true riches in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们如果能够在这个属物主的这个财务上能够忠心，神就会把那个真实的财产给我们。
And if we are able to be faithful in material things,in the things of this world, then God will also give to us what is even better.
真实的财产是在天上的，那是永远属于我们的，不会消失掉的。
And those are the true riches, and the true riches belong to heaven, and they're everlasting, they will never disappear.
所以说这个世界上的东西这是别人的东西，因为说就是神托付给我们，我们只不是一个管家而已。
And the things of this world, they belong to other people. They are only given to us so that we can act as stewards to watch over them.
但是我们努力了以后将来存在天上的，那才是真正属于我们自己的东西。
But after working hard in this world, we will obtain what is our own in heaven in the future.
所以在这里讲到说他们建造房屋自己居住。
That is why in Isaiah it says that they shall build houses and inhabit them themselves.
耶稣说你如果听了神的道理如果照着去行的。
Jesus says that after listening to the teachings of God, if you do according to them,
好像一个聪明人把那个房子建造在磐石上面。
Then you are like an intelligent person building his house on a rock.
根基非常的稳固。
The foundations are strong.
不管是雨淋、水冲、风吹都不会受影响。
Whether there is rain, flood, or wind, it will not be affected.
将来我们所建造的工程神就会给它考验用火把它烧烧看。
In the future, our construction will also be tested by God with fire.
如果我们真正用金银宝石去建造的工程。
If our construction is indeed built with silver and gold,
虽然经过了考验还是存得住。
Then even through the trials, we will still stand.
但假使我们是用草木和秸去盖的，火一烧整个就化掉了。
But if we construct with grass and wood, then after the fire comes, it will be burned.
所以我们信仰的生活都好像在建造一个工程一样。
Therefore, our spiritual lives are like a construction work.
将来我们什么建造，我们就怎样享受它的成果。
However, we construct them right now, we will also enjoy the fruits of our labor.
说你自己建造的，别人不能住。
Here it says that what you have built, others cannot dwell in.
因为你在灵修所建造的工程，将来就是你自己属于自己的成果。
Because what you construct spiritually will become your own fruit.
他说好像自己在栽种葡萄园。
It also says that it is like planting a vineyard yourself.
啊，努力经营将来就享受这个葡萄园的结果。
If you work diligently on the vineyard, then you will be able to enjoy those fruits in the future.
他说选民自己亲手劳碌的要长久享用。
It says that my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
所以我们灵修的生活就是关系到我们自己的得救，也关系到我们将来所要享受的福分。
So our spiritual cultivation concerns our own salvation in the future and our own blessings in the future.
就是说，有的还要再加给他。
Jesus says that to those who has, more will be given.
没有的，连他所有的也要把他夺去。
And to those who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him.
就是说我们努力尽本分去做，神就加给你力量让你更加坚固，享受成果更多。
This is telling us that if you work diligently with what you have, then God will give you more strength so that you can do more and bear more fruit.
当然我们如果不努力我们就会退步最后就失掉了从神来的奖赏。
And of course, if you are not diligent in working, then you will be lost, and in the end, you will lose that eternal gift.
我们看诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第五节。
Verse 5.
八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84, verse 5.
说靠着你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这个人变为有福。第六节
，verse six，
他们经过流泪谷，叫这个谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。第七节
，verse seven，
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。这一方面是谈到选民他们对圣殿神的居所的一种仰慕。
This is talking about the hope that people have concerning the dwelling place, the temple of God.
所以他们每年三大节期都要成群结队到圣殿去拜神。
In the three great festivals that they have each year, they have to take on a pilgrimage, return to the temple to worship God.
就是他们后来被掳外邦的时候，他们也是非常仰慕圣殿希望能够有机会回来朝见神。
And even later on, when they were taken captive into foreign lands, they still had the yearning to return to the temple to worship God.
作者说靠着神给他们力量，能够往这个锡安大道前进的人就是有福气的。
Here the author says that those people who rely on the power of God to return, those people will be blessed.
因为他们平时生活在各地方但是他每年就步行来到这个圣殿来亲近神，跟神所结。
Because they live in various places all year long, and during this time of the year, they all work hard to come back.
虽然路途遥远有时候很难走。
Even though the path that they take might be difficult.
但是靠着神给他们力量，靠着他们想要往锡安的大道所神帮助他们，越走越有力量。
But through the strength that God gives them and through their will to return, God gives them even more strength.
所以有时候他们经过的路径好像流泪谷一样。
It says here that sometimes what they have to pass through are like the valley of Baca.
我们的生活当中有时候也会面对很多的困难忧愁，常常让我们伤心流泪。
Just like how in our lives, we may also meet up with circumstances and situations that cause us to weep or be sorrowful.
神要做我们的依靠，做我们的帮助。
But God will be our reliance, He will be our help.
他要赐给我们心中的力量。
He will give us strength in our heart.
所以这个流泪谷啊，会变成啊泉源之地。
Such that the valley of Baca will become like a spring.
因为神的恩惠啊，可以让那个干旱的土地啊啊变成肥田呐。
Because God's grace can turn dry ground into a very good soil.
因为神的灵啊，好像甘霖一样，注了那个干旱的土地。神的灵啊，要赐下来，好像那个甘霖啊，来滋润土地一样。
Because God's Spirit is like the rain, to nourish the land.
所以各样的五谷菜式啊，各样的植物就生长出来。
Such that all sorts of vegetations, are able to grow from it.
旷野要变成肥田呐、啊，肥田变成森林。
That the dry ground will become fertile ground, and the fertile ground. Will become a forest.
所以走向这个锡安大道啊，流泪谷会变成泉源之地。
So if we can take the pilgrimage towards Zion, then the valley of Baca will become like a spring.
因为神的恩惠会充满了我们整个的路径。
Because God's grace will be abundant on the path that we take.
他说让我们呢行走上越走越有力。
So that as we walk on this path, we become stronger and stronger.
啊，能够到锡安啊，神的殿里面呢、啊，在那边瞻仰神的荣美。
And eventually we can reach Zion, to the temple of God, to behold the glory of God.
在那边朝见神呐、啊，求问神。
There we see God, and we talk with God.
所以我们有心在追求的时候，神就给你啊，力上加力啊，让你能够恩上加恩。
So if you have the heart to pursue after God.God will give you strength upon strength and grace upon grace.
也能够让我们荣耀加上荣耀。
We will also have glory upon glory.
那我们怎样建立我们的灵修生活？
And how do we establish our spiritual life?
当然，我们第一个就是要追求属灵上的智慧。
First, we need to pursue after spiritual wisdom.
我们应当有平时读经的生活。
We need to have the habit of reading the Bible daily.
圣经神的话是我们属灵生命的粮食。
Because the Bible, the words of God, they are our spiritual food.
耶利米先知说啊，神啊，我得到你的话，我就把它当作美好的食物，把它吃下去了。
Prophet Jeremiah says that, God, when I receive your word, I treat it as food and I partake of it.
你的话在我心中啊，充满着欢喜跟力量。
Your word in my heart is full of joy and strength.
以西结书里面呢、啊，神说、啊、叫以西结先把那个书卷拿来，把它出下去。
In the book of Ezekiel, God tells prophet Ezekiel to take the scroll and eat it.
啊，然后向万民做见证。
And then testify to all people.
他说那个书卷出下去的时候、啊，真的是甜如蜜啊。
Ezekiel says that when he eats of the scroll, it is sweet as honey.
启示录里面也是这样讲。
The book of Revelation says the same thing.
啊，要把那个书卷啊，要出下去。
That we will need to eat the scroll.
啊，然后才能够向万民做见证。
Then you can testify to all people.
就是说、啊，我们每一个人呐、啊，都要领受神的话。丰富的把神的道理存在我们的心里面。
This is telling us that for all of us, we need to partake of the word of God and keep it in our heart.
我们的灵命啊，才能够得到饱足啊。
Then our spiritual life will be sustained.
我们的属灵生命才能够得到丰盛。
Our spiritual life will be abundant.
雅各书里面说啊，我们在读圣经好像在照镜子一样。
The book of James tells us that when we read the Bible, we are like looking into a mirror.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书一章。
James chapter 1.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道。就是能够救你们灵魂的道，二十二节。
Verse 22。
主要你们要，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺骗自己。二十三节。
Verse 23。
因为听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己的面目。二十四节。
Verse 24。
看见左后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。二十五节。
Verse 25。
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法， 并且时常如此，这个人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。这里讲到说，我们要常常听道理。
Here it tells us that we need to often listen to the word.
啊，听道理好像在照镜子一样。
Listening to the word is like looking into a mirror.
因为我们借着镜子啊，能够看到我们自己本来真正的面目。
Because through looking into a mirror, we can see our original, our natural face.
有时候我们可以看到别人的缺点啊，但是很少看到自己的缺点。
Sometimes when we're looking at other people, we can see their weaknesses, but we cannot see our own.
啊，所以我们要用镜子来照自己啊。把我们自己的真正的面貌把它显露出来。
So we need to use a mirror to look at our natural face, to see what we look like.
这里面说啊，人常常都以为啊，自己很善良，自己行了很多的好事。
The Bible tells us that, people, tend to think that they are very good, doing many good deeds.
但是借着神的道啊，就能够把我们真正的自我啊，把它照出来。
When we use the word, when we study the word of God, we can see what we are really like.
我们会发觉很多啊，我们不足啊的地方。
And we will see many areas where we are lacking ourselves.
啊，所以我们就要发现我们自己本来的面目啊，有一些不整齐的地方，我们就要把它修饰一下。
So when we look into this mirror, we will be able to see our own blemishes, and we will be able to take care.
我们发现有一些啊不合圣经真理的地方啊。
When we look at ourselves and we discover areas where we have not followed the Bible,
我们也要来对照啊，来修饰我们自己。
We also need to make corrections to ourselves.
啊，说如果我们常常这样行的话，我们就会越来越进步，越来越完全。
It tells us that if we do this often, then we will improve all the time and become more complete.
啊，能够把耶稣基督那个美好的形象啊，就能够在我们身上啊，能够彰显出来。
And we can more and more show the perfect image of Christ.
所以如果常常听到啊，来对照自己，又把这个道理行出来的人。
If we are someone who often listens to the word, examines ourselves, and is a doer of the word.
所以就能够在他所行的事上啊，来得到福气。
Then the Bible says that such a person will be blessed in what he does.
所以我们应当啊，熟练人理的道理。
So we need to learn from the words of God.
因为这是我们属灵征战的一种兵器。
Because this is a
我们属灵征战的兵器。
We need to listen to what is said here because this is a tool by which we can fight the spiritual war.
以弗所书第六章里面讲到说啊，我们是跟属灵、属空中、属灵气的恶魔在征战。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we're battling. The spiritual wickedness.
啊，所以我们啊不凭着血气征战。
And therefore, we do not battle with our flesh.
我是靠着神的大能大力啊来做刚强的人。
Instead, we rely on the great power of God to win.
要穿戴神所赐给我们的全副军装。
And we need to take on the full armor of God.
啊，这个军装里面很多啊都是防守我们自己的。
And among in the whole armor of God, there are many things that we use to protect ourselves.
啊，比如说用公义做护心镜啦，啊，用神的救恩呐当做头盔啊。
For example, there's the breastplate of righteousness, and also the helmet of salvation.
啊，但是那个征战呐，啊，攻击的武器就是神的道。
But the offensive tools that we have. Are the word of God.
就是圣灵的宝剑啊，就是我们要战胜魔鬼的工具。
That is the sword of the Holy Spirit, the weapon by which we can conquer over Satan.
所以主耶稣啊，因为他对神的道很清楚啊，所以受试探的时候都能够用神的话来战胜魔鬼。
And because Jesus knew the word of God very clearly, so when he was tempted by the devil, he was able to be victorious.
后来魔鬼就离开了。
Such that later on, the devil himself departed.
启示录里面说，我们将来怎样能够得胜？
Revelations tells us how we can be victorious in the future.
同样的，也是靠着我们所见证的纯粹的神的道理。
It tells us also to rely on the pure truth of God.
才能够战胜啊所魔鬼的诡计。
To be victorious over the schemes of the devil.
所以我们一定要在至圣的真道上啊，常常来造就我们自己。
Therefore, we need to often rely on the word of God to edify ourselves.
另外一个就是追求属灵的能力。
Another point is to pursue after spiritual strength.
就是要随时多方的祷告。
And to do that, we need to pray often.
保罗说，我们好像一个瓦器一样。
Paul tells us that we are like a vessel.
是非常脆弱，非常卑贱的。
Even though we are very brittle, very weak.
但是我们能够战胜那个敌人啊，能够攻破坚固的营垒。
We are able to be victorious over the enemy.
就是靠着神所带给我们的力量。
Because we can rely on the strength that comes
from God. 所以我们虽然是瓦器啊，但是却能够靠着神能显出莫大的能力来。
Even though we are just vessels, yet relying on God, we can manifest great power.
所以我们要随时多方的祷告啊。
That is why we need to pray often and in many places.
我们才能够从神那里得能力。
Then we can receive strength from God.
所以保罗说，我夸口我自己的软弱。
That is why Paul says that I boast of my own weaknesses.
因为他知道说，我们就是带着肉体啊。
Because he knows that we are in our flesh.
有很多我们没有办法克服的困难。
And because of that, there are many difficulties that we cannot overcome.
那当我们知道软弱的时候，我们会去寻靠主。
And when we know of our weaknesses, we will go and search for God.
当我们祷告的时候，神的能力就护庇我们。
And when we pray to God, God's strength will come and support us.
我们在软弱当中啊，就能够得到刚强起来。
And so when we are weak, then we can become strong.
所以我们要得胜的一个力量的来源啊，就是随时多方的祷告。
So one of the sources that we have in obtaining strength, in our weakness.
我们看到约书亚去打仗的时候啊，他带着大军在前线。
We see when Joshua went to fight battles, he would lead in front of the army.
摩西在山上祷告。
And Moses would pray on the mountain.
当他的手一举起来，约书亚他们就得胜了。
When Moses lifted his hands, Joshua and the army were victorious.
当摩西的手一垂下来啊，亚玛力人就得胜。
And when Moses' arms became tired and he let them down, the Amalekites would win.
所以亚伦父我啊，就帮助摩西啊，扶住他的手。
Therefore, Aaron and Hur, they assisted Moses in holding up his hand.
让他们能够一直的得胜啊，把敌人啊完全的消灭掉。
So that they can be continuously victorious and eliminate the enemy.
所以这个亚玛力人啊，也是象征我们属灵的敌人。
The Amalekites are also similar to our spiritual enemies.
因为他是专门杀害那些啊软弱的以色列人。
Because they especially try to kill those Israelites who are weak and
overcome. 有的灰心的跟不上队伍的。
Those people who were at the back of the group.
不要让他们进到迦南地。
The Amalekites would kill them so that they could not enter the land of
Canaan. 但是约书亚带着军队啊，跟他们打仗。
But Joshua led the army to fight with them.
摩西啊，借着祷告啊，让他们能够得胜。
And through the prayer of Moses, they were victorious.
所以神说啊，起来是要世世代代跟亚玛力人征战。
That is why God told the Israelites to fight with the Amalekites throughout all of their generations.
我们今天呢，征战的对象不是属血气的人。
Today, our the one that we are fighting against is not of the flesh.
而是空中属灵界的恶魔。
Instead, it is the wickedness that exists.
唯有在这个属灵征战得胜的，才有机会啊进到神的国。
And only those who are able to be victorious in this spiritual battle can enter into the kingdom of God.
我们要得胜啊，就是要属灵的力量能够充满呢 才能够得胜。
And to be victorious, we must be full of spiritual strength.
所以我们基督徒的灵修生活啊，最基本上的还是要从读经跟祷告开始。
Therefore, the most fundamental aspect of our spiritual life is to start with prayer and reading the Bible.
我们来看一些我们灵修啊最主要的基本项目。
Let us look at some very basic things concerning our spiritual cultivation.
看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
说不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言理、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。这是我们灵修追求的五要项。
These are the five aspects of our spiritual pursuit.
第一个就是言理上的灵修。
First is to train ourselves in word.
这是最基本的、啊、也是最重要的。
This is the most simple and also the most important.
因为一个人、啊、如果能够在话语上、啊、没有过失、啊、才能够成为一个完全人。
Because only a person who is able to be blameless in word can become a complete person.
说一个虔诚人、啊、第一个能够表现的就是能够控制自己的舌头。
The Bible says that one who fears God also can control their own tongue. Because through our tongues, we glorify God.
要说一些、啊、造就人的话。
And we say things that edify people.
所以雅各书里面说、啊、一股水泉、啊、不可能出甜的跟苦的水。
That is why the book of James tells us that a fountain of water cannot spring out both fresh and bitter water.
我们的嘴唇啊，不能够一方面想要来颂赞神。
In the same way, our tongues cannot be used in one hand to praise God.
啊，又用这个嘴巴、啊、去咒诅神所造的人。
And on another hand, to curse the creatures of God.
说这样是不可以的。
It says that we cannot do this.
说我们要注重言理上的灵修。
That is why we need to cultivate our word.
因为这个跟我们将来的审判有直接关系。
Because this has a direct relationship with our judgment in the future.
马太福音里面主耶稣说啊，将来审判的时候，神就是要按你所讲的话来定你是义人跟恶人。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus tells us that during the judgment day, we will be judged by what we say, whether we are good or not.
因为我们人心中所充满的、啊、就在行动上、言语上、啊、表现出来。
Because our tongue, because what we say, it comes out from what's in our heart.
所以我们要借着言语来颂赞神、啊、结出嘴唇的果子。
So through our words, we need to glorify God and praise Him.
还要让我们的言语好像盐一样的柔和啊，啊能够造就人。
And our word must also be like salt, being able to edify others.
啊，第二个灵修的项目叫做行为。
And the second focus of our spiritual cultivation is
说我们的行为啊，要跟我们所得到的恩典相称。
Our conduct must be comparable to the grace that we have received.
我们要把那个光啊，能够照在人的面前。
We need to shine the light before the paths of men.
把我们所领受的生命之道啊，把它显扬出来。
To reveal the word of life to people.
因为我们真正得到的是一种生命之道。
Because what we have received is a word of life.
能够更新我们生命。
It is able to renew our lives.
我们有新的生命，应该有新的生活。
And as we have a new life, we also need to have new conduct.
他说我们看到一个人、啊、是不是圣灵充满。
So when we look at a person, we can see whether or not he is full of the Holy Spirit.
是从他的行为来看、啊、他有没有圣灵的果子。
By looking at his conduct to see if he bears the fruit of the
Holy Spirit. 说好的树就会结好果。
Because a good tree will bear good fruit.
好的树、啊、不会结坏果子。
A good tree will not bear bad fruit.
所以看这个果子啊，就知道这棵树好不好。
So by looking at the fruit, you can see whether or not the tree is good.
所以凭一个人的行为，也可以断定他是不是真正属于神，有没有神丰盛的生命。
Similarly, you can look at the conducts of a person to see whether or not a person truly belongs to God and has the life of God in him.
创世纪里面说啊。约瑟是一个多结果子的树枝啊。
The book of Genesis says that Joseph was a branch that bore many fruit.
啊，虽然他被卖在外地受苦。
Even though he was sold to a foreign land and suffering.
但是在生活当中啊，把他美好的一种品德啊，把它彰显出来。
But in his life, he was able to show his wonderful virtues.
说能够让这个枝子啊结满果子，还能够探到墙外去。
So that the branch was able to be full of fruit, such that it went over the city wall.
能够胜过罪恶啊，能够有爱神爱人的美好表现。
That he was able to overcome evil and have conduct of loving God and loving man.
在第三个灵修的目标就是爱心。
And the third goal of our spiritual cultivation is love.
爱啊，就是基督徒的最基本的特色。
Love is the most fundamental aspect of Christians.
所以同龄之间呢、啊，要彼此相爱。
And that is why, as believers, we must love one another.
说爱人呐、啊，不可虚假。
And when we love, it cannot be fake.
有时候在物质上啊，互相的帮助。
Sometimes we help each other in material things.
那更重要的就是在灵性上互相的劝勉帮助。
But more importantly is to edify one another in spirit.
啊，携手同行天国的道路。
To walk hand by hand on this path towards the kingdom of heaven.
那这个爱心呢，从我们的家庭开始做起。
And love starts with our own family.
啊，骨肉之亲呐、啊，弟兄姊妹之间呐、啊，要彼此互相的亲爱。
That our biological family, our biological siblings, must love one another.
爱弟兄姊妹啊，爱众人啊，最后啊，达到爱仇敌的地步。
Then we can love the brothers and sisters in Christ, love all people, and eventually even love our enemies.
第四个项目是信心。
The fourth aspect is in spirit.
那么我们来到神面前呢、啊，我们对神要有信心呢、啊。
Of course, when we come before God, we need to have faith.
啊，能够信靠神。
To believe in God,
啊，能够寻求神
，to search God.
啊，但是这个信心呢、啊，更重要的就是啊，靠神来完成神托付给我们的工作。
But more importantly, regarding faith, we must rely on God to fulfill the work that God has given.
所以这个信心呢、啊，不只是一种知识，而应当有真正的行动。
So faith is not simply a sort of knowledge, but it is it has substance. And
虽然有时候面对很多的困难，但是我们立住守道理。
Even though sometimes we face difficulties, yet we are determined to hold on to the truth.
啊，坚守信心啊，胜过一切的困难。
We insist on our faith to overcome all difficulties.
啊，那如果我们能够把这种信心啊坚守到底，说我们就能够在神的国里面有份。
If we can hold on to this kind of faith until the very end, then we will have a part in the kingdom of heaven.
那另外一个就是形式啊，就是在推动圣工上的信心。
Another part of faith is in doing holy work.
好像摩西啊，在带领以色列民当中啊，发现前面后面都没有路了。
Just like Moses, when he was guiding the Israelites out of Egypt, and he discovered that there was nowhere to go in front of him.
当然他对神有绝对信心。
But he had absolute faith in God.
所以当百姓在争吵的时候
，Therefore, when the people were complaining to him,
让你们可以安静，然后看看神怎么为我们开路。
He said to them, "Be still and remain quiet, and see how God opens a way for us."
虽然在人来看呢、啊，已经没有路可以走了。
Even though in the eyes of man there was nowhere to go,
但是他知道、哦、靠着神呐、啊，神会在困难当中啊，为我们开出一条出路来。
But Moses realized that by relying on God, then even in our difficulties, God will provide for us a way.
所罗巴伯带来一些人呐、啊，回来重建圣殿。
Zerubbabel brought some people back to rebuild the temple.
一动工了以后受到阻挡，一停就是16年。
And once they started the work, they met up with obstacles, and the work stopped for 16 years.
他们说啊，建殿的工时间还没有到呢。
And they said the time for the rebuilding has not yet arrived.
所以他们就让神的殿荒凉了。
So they left the temple of God.
神的殿就荒凉了，而后来啊，百姓也失掉神的祝福。
And because they did so, so the people also lost the blessing from God.
后来先知就鼓励他们呢、啊，他说要重新呢、啊，来取木料建造神的殿。
Later on, the prophet also encouraged them to once again take heart and prepare to rebuild the temple of God.
虽然他们很贫困，面对很多困难。
Even though they had to face many difficulties.
神主鼓励他们说啊，不是靠人的才能啊，而是靠着神的灵就能够成事。
The prophet encouraged them, saying that it is not with the will of man, but with the power of God that we can accomplish.
所以有很多的困难，像大山啊、小山摆在你的面前。
That there are many difficulties, like great mountains or small mountains before you.
但是我们主要存着信心靠神呢、啊，这些大山小山呢、啊，都会化解掉，好像平地一样的。
But as long as you rely on God, then all of these mountains will become like plains before you.
啊，这是形式上的信心。
And this is faith regarding administration.
这是我们灵修操练的一个很重要的目标。
And this is a very important goal for our spiritual cultivation.
尤其我们基督徒要过一个得胜的生活啊。
Especially for us Christians who want to attain a life of victory.
就是要靠信心来得胜。
We need to rely on our faith to be victorious.
灵修的第五项啊，就是清洁。
And the fifth aspect of spiritual cultivation is purity.
我们两个星期前呢，我们谈到圣洁的生活。
Two weeks ago, we talked about a life of purity.
因为神是圣洁的。
A life of holiness.
我们要成为他的子民呢，我们也要过圣洁的生活。
We pursued after a life of holiness because God is holy, and if we want to become His people, 人
如果没有圣洁啊，人没有办法见神。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
所以圣经里面说，唯有所洁心清的人呢、啊，才能够站在神的会中。
That is why the Bible tells us that only those who are holy and pure in heart, can stand in the temple of God.
所以我们要从我们的心开始啊，把我们的心安正。
That is why we need to. Start with our own heart, to align our heart with God.
然后我们的所脚，我们的行为啊，都要走在正路上面。
And then all of our limbs, our arms and legs, must take us onto the correct path.
不要偏离左右啊。
And do not stray to the left or to the right.
所以这个灵修的生活啊，就是一种扎根的生活。
That is why our spiritual life, involves us. To continue to grow our roots.
所以我们知道说，一棵树要长得好，它需要深扎根。
We know that for a tree to grow strongly, it needs to bear deep roots.
这个根基如果不稳呢，这个树就长不好。
If the foundation, the roots are not strong and deep,
如果没有扎根呢，外来的一些啊风浪啊就很容易啊经不起考验。
Then the tree will not grow well, and when there are challenges like winds that come, it will not be able to stand.
所以我们要往下扎根呢、啊，才能够向上结果。
Therefore, we need to take root downwards to bear fruit upwards.
所以我们基督徒一定要重视啊，我们属灵的灵修生活。
As Christians, we need to emphasize our spiritual cultivation.
我们来唱诗397首。
Let us sing hymn 397. Now we're about to pray.
啊，求主的灵能够充满我们，让我们有属灵的智慧，能够满心知道神的旨意。
We ask the Spirit of God to fill in us, so that we can have spiritual wisdom to understand the will of God.
也让我们属灵的力量能够刚强起来。
And to increase our spiritual strength.
啊，让我们在天国的路上能够力上加力。
So that in our path toward heaven. We can have strength upon strength.
啊，我们特别为身体欠安的弟兄姊妹帮助祷告。
We especially pray for those brothers and sisters who are physically weak. We ask the Lord to have mercy and take care of them. We pray for Brother Luke.
求主特别加添他的信心。
We ask God to add to his faith.
我们为常伯伯祷告。
We pray for Mr. Tang.
因为他现在在病痛当中，我们求主能够特别看顾。
Because he is currently ill, and we ask the Lord to look after him.
啊，能够减轻他的痛苦。
To decrease his pain.
我们为这些事情一起来祷告，求主能够带领我们，怜悯我们。
We pray for all of these things. We ask the Lord to guide us and have mercy on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.